begin the current daven, sentence, but become a daven and ches, begin the manal, begin the ches mazda, begin the gemara, inami, we could say, mabrich adim, nechze chaberoi, that we say the aloha is specifically less obsedia, but there's no loss. And here there's a loss. And Tanitus is going to say, wait a second, ma ripadea choyboi. What do you mean? When you pay up someone's debt, the chashvin le mabrich adim, that's considered as chasing away the line, b'rish in bein amuda. The beginning of Amunah and the norm of Amunah Gimel Menav. I've got the Islam Seidah, although there's obviously a loss because you're paying up, you're spending money to pay up someone's debt. Yashem says what you can say is, Dachi Perushay. This is what we're saying. Mavrich Ari Menechzech Abedah Medaitoy. The halacha of Mavrich Ari is when you do it from your consciousness. Now, but keeping the Medaitoy, since it's done from his consciousness, I feel Islam Seidah. And even when there's a loss, can my Berech Ari? Yeah, like when you pay up someone's debt. Chashem Mavrich Ari, that's considered just chasing away a line. Here is shalom yidaitei. Here it was without his awareness. Or inami, another approach is mabrich ari menichzei chaveroi. When you chase away a line from someone's estate or from his stuff, afal k'shein yidaitei. You're right, even without his consciousness, el chaverei chaveroi machrichei. But his friend forces him labrich ari meedrei to chase away the line from his flock. Less lebseidel mabrich. At least there's no loss to the one that's chasing away. Hi, yes, lebseidel. Here the guy has a loss. In other words, and this is what Tez comes up. But keeping the katarti, because it's both. Shaloi medaita, without his consciousness. But is lebseida, and there's a loss. Lechashiv, mavri hari. That's not considered in the category of mavri hari. Medaita, but you're right. If it's with his consciousness, I feel is lebseida, even if it's a loss, like the case of Perea Chayba. Oi, shaloi medaita, without his awareness. But less lebseida, there's no loss. Then you're right. That's chashiv mavri hari. That's considered just chasing a line. And be'in nesla for lezchach, then he does not pay him even for his wages. So this is what we're going to say. The Saif has Saikhas Apayl. The Gemara by Matilda Tzaddik Gimel Beis Omar, the Gemara tells us, the Shem Mechinam, by an unpaid custodian, Shoylo Lekad Meroyim Umaklis, that he should have gone with the shepherds and sticks, but Lekadim, he doesn't go to save the flock. Chayiv is liable. Mefarash Gemara explains, Shem Mechinam Bechinam, meaning the unpaid custodian should have done it if he could do it without paying. Shem Mesach Mesach, and the paid custodian, even if it means he has to spend money to get people to help him out. Masik the Gemara comes out, the chayz of a little balabais, and that amount that he spends, he could collect from the balabais. Now, Mashbet sounds like the shemachinim lemechayv l'kam mischar, that the unpaid custodian does not have to go ahead and pay. Now, avol kolshkin, but it sounds like, but all the more so, im kodam bischar, that if he goes and he spends money, the shabbat that he did well, and that a nice lemechayv, I'd say, like the shemachinim who gets paid back, he would also get paid back. Mustab the same thing is logical to what in the Shalman, that a regular person Shayna Shem is not a custodian. Begam Sachar Atzmai Noito. And the payment for himself he would take. Which, well, that's a question I thought you don't get. I thought that's Mabrichari. And says Taisis Bain Svara Lakhali. There's no logic to the friendship between Ray Atzmai, between the shepherd himself, Shemut Lablasasik, that's the responsibility is on him, Alishmar, and to watch. In the Shdama regarding and regarding to another person, just no svara to make such a chilek. But moreover, I mean by Gezel Basra, the Gemara says, "Living of Kuf, there's Vav Mabed." Shot of Benar, if let's say the river is overflowing, you have Chamoyer to Bechamoyer Chaver. Both donkeys are in danger of being drowned. His donkey and his friend's donkey. Benich Shaloi, he leaves his own Beitzel Shachaver, goes to save his friend's donkey. Halacha is in Lelischavai, he only gets his wages now. But one thing you see is that Beschachai Miha Shakel. He does take his wages. And Balay Amrin, and we don't say, oh, Mabrich Ari Ba'alma, who is just, he's just saving someone else's property from the line. B'chemesh Aveda. So there's someone returning lost objects. Nice and nice, Chak Kapoil Bat, that we give him the wages as if like he's a worker that, you know, doesn't have to do his job, says the Gemara B'Matzid of Laman Alpha on the base. Loyama Del Havikim Mabrich Ari Ba'alma doesn't tell us that he's going to be like, just like chasing away the line, the late Lokum, that he doesn't take anything. He does get something. And so it says, "V'ein la'medon zeh de'b'chol ha'anu." That regarding all these cases, Avigav de Menadin. You're right. Maybe even though from the ikar locha yipater, he would be pater. Mikom alkom tarkan zechacham hu shesham le. But rabbinic institution that they should get paid. They should have rabbinic shachaveiroi. That you know. But Rasna was one do hashavas avei. Then they should return the friend's lost object. Apareichay. But regarding paying a debt, ein lan was takana aydezeh. That there's no reason for us to institute a takana for that type of a situation. No, you can't say this because the halacha b'shmeit mashma here in our sugya, it sounds like the avim midaitai, that if it was with his consciousness, havachashim avrichari, it would be considered avrichari. But lohayon hatikum, he wouldn't take any avim pishum atzachavim and avsid, even though he's saving his friend from a loss. Still, we see loyos tekana, they did not make a tekana. So this is Benil Reed, appears to the Reed, Mabricha Re'i, this that if someone is chasing away the lion, that he does not get wages, which is what our Gemara's question was. So that's only an important principle. It's not clear that it's going to come to a situation of loss. The lion is far away. It doesn't know if the lion's going to come or not. He's just really saving him from his anxiety, from his fears that maybe it's going to come. But if let's say it was clear that it's going to come to a situation of loss with the drisari and that the lion's going to pounce, you're literally saving it from the mouth of the lion itself. For sure, then he would take his wages. Like when the river is flooding his friend's donkey. And the one from the sugya is talking about that the vegetables that the animal fell on in our sugya and Baba Kama just saved him from just pain. Like we're saying, it's just from the anxieties, from the pain. It just doesn't want his animal to fall and be in pain. But even though it would not have been a loss of money, that's why he's going to make it as Mavrichari. You have Medaita, if it would have been with his consciousness. Because again, it's not a real loss. Now, what do you do with the case of paying back the guy's debt? No, because you said if it would be, then you would get compensated. Why is that not saving him from a loss? Because the mashoy aloy bezak lepagay bested, the bar had to pay him back. In the hefsed, that's not a loss. Shrein is chayv loy, because he does owe him. Bein matila mitzar ba'alma, he's only saving him from just pain. B'chashem abri chavi, and therefore considered as just chasing away the line. Or you know, I mean, another part you could say is the first time you're shavim niksubis in the 13th parag, in the dharm, in the 4th parag, that mefais avina le'amachli. Not true. The bar could say, I would have appeased him. He would have pardoned me. And there, he didn't really save me with anything of real loss by paying up my debt. And I feel the mashkin, and even if there was security, I would have appeased him, he would have given me my security. And I feel the balchayv, doichi katzboy, and maskalib yishami. Yishami comes out that, yeah, that he would have been able to get out of it. Now, but near that time, it seems that the reason is Mishum Yochalim, because he could tell him, "What do you mean? How are you going to get out of it?" You see, might have been the Adam Shalai. You pardon Abuli. I would have found many people that would pay for me. The way it is for good friends is that they have compassion on their friends. Lahatzum Latzaras to save them from this pain, which is when they're in debt. It's the same thing that, like we're saying before. Now, then Tosfos says, "What the Kodesh has said about this thing more Baba Vaz Dabnon Gimel Manalf." Calls Mavrichari, the case of Mavrichari Abdasin Sror Bahail. If let's say, if he just putting a rock helps, or Nutl Sror Bahail, or taking away the rock helps, where the Sochem in the Maya, Vahitim in the Maya, either that it's clogging up the hole that water's not going to come in, or taking out the rock that lets water in, Avapisha Matzil Mehav said, even though, wait a second, that does save from loss. Which is the critical word over here that we're discussing, if it makes him a not, because the river would have flooded if he didn't put the rock to close up the hole. Still says Tosis, no, it's not difficult, because it doesn't pick the terminology of regarding that the friend is exempt from the payment of having chased away the line. What it means in that context is very simply the ends of chazaka. It's just that for the halachas of, it's not considered as being machzik in the possession of that property. Because the inza tikkun, it's not such a remedy come a rafik ba porta, like when you dig a little bit, or null bagada parts, or if you lock the door, if you make a fence it in, or breach the fence. It'll make it a little porta, it's just protecting it a little bit. That it shouldn't come to destruction, and that's what the Gemara means over there. But you're right. It would be in the category wouldn't be in the category of Mavrichari. In that context, we call Mavrichari simply to say that, yeah, you didn't really do much of a kin. A good thing to tell you is Rabbeinu Gershon, or the Gershon Rabbeinu Gershon, Pasuk B'Tshuva Achas, he rules in the response to Al Onas Akum, regarding a non-Jew that forcibly, Sha'anas Beisish of Yisrael, he snatched away the house of a Jew. Uboy Yisrael Achav Lachaman, and now another Jew came and bought it from that non-Jew. Doesn't have to give it back to the original owner for free. Abad Ashi Perk Bahan Nizakin, Gidden of Nutres, Ahmed Beis. the remaskal embay. Gabakma bumach maschaik. When a non Jew came because of a debt that was owed to him, machmas amparis, or because of amparis, so different types of imporaya, different types of reasons. Embay mishum sikrukin. There's no halach of sikrukin. Meaning, shemhezik akum makarkar shal yisrael. If a non Jew takes possession of a Jewish property, machmas chayv shal yilav. Because, like we're saying, because that was case number one, because of debt that was owed to him in Machmas Apolis, which is because of Alma, there's no proof. He's just robbing it. Now, moreover, Be'ina must be able to harga. It's not in his ability to kill the Jew. So that's what we say over there in Masechet Gittin. Rashi says, "In we didn't sekreken." There's no halach of sekreken, which is, that is, a filim shasiyot beis chedish, even if the non-Jew held on to it for 12 months, lost this reveal of Ba'ilam Ketik and Chacham, which would generally, the halacha of sikrukin, when the guy, a non-Jew, extorts it and takes it away from the Jew. But then when the Jew who buys it has to give a quarter of that value to the original owner with the Chum instituted, no, we won't say that. He has to give it back to him for free. Why? Why do you have to give it back totally, not just a quarter of the value, like we have the halacha of sikrukin? Because the given the inkan sikrukin, since we're not going to qualify as sikrukin, because sikrukin is only because the guy says, hey, I had to because he would have killed me. Here, he can't kill the Jew, so there's no halach of sikrukin. So he had no intent to acquire it to the non-Jew at all. Now, if I've got the shasir b'schedish, which generally, if the non-Jew is holding on for 12 months, it would seem to indicate that the Jew gave up hope. No, it's just a libel l'shol l'kayf. He just didn't have the moment yet to force the non-Jew to give it back to him. So the sale of the non-Jew to the Jew is nothing at all. So according to Rashi and Zakim, it actually, not like Rabbeinu Gershom, who says that you don't have to give it back for free. Rashi says, no, you have to give it back for free. It's still the original Jews. Now, Briyam and the Reis said, we don't have to tell you, Mokim in a place, Shem Loikon Yisrael. That if a Jew would not have bought it, would never go back to the original Jew, because the non-Jew would have given it or sold it to another non-Jew. Legami would have been totally lost from original owners. That, okay, that's not going to say that as just chasing away the line as if this second Jew shouldn't get compensated at all. Give it to Matzilim and have it. What are we talking about? This is the principle we're talking about in the first advertises. He saved him from loss. And when you save from loss, we don't save Avrechari. And you get compensated. Now, even if he bought it for its value, Matzilim and have it. He's still saving him from a loss. Where when you go with shepherds and sticks, when you pay for it, Damrina, which we say, which is about Mitzitav Tzadik Gimel, Shanois and Schar, Ad Kadei Demem. You have to give the wages up until its value. And Venav Kamin Lakushra de Chiyuso, Laturchi Sirosa, if let's say it's you put in an extra effort, which is even more than their value. So that's for sure. Elvili Yedea Vadai, but even if you know for sure, Shimloi Mahadaz Elikness, that if this Jew wouldn't have gone to buy it, Chayu Chayzul Abayel Madam Halalu Koshal Shir, to the non Jew would have given it back to the original Jew for the value that it's worth whenever he wants to. The Hashem until my episode, which now is so seemingly he's not really saving him from any loss. Of a begin, even so, in the Moisik Lal Mavrichari, it's not comparable to Mavrichari. Why? Kimet Yotza Bais Mecheskes Yisrael, since it already left the possession of the Jew. Boli Al Diyah Nochi, it's like in the possession of the non Jew right now. Mizem Timiyah Nochi, Mazil Al Yisrael, now this other Jew is taking it from the non Jew, giving it back to the Jew. But Domela Mavrichari, it's not similar to Mavrichari, and Menetel Mashana, and he will take whatever benefit he made for the first Jew. Now, continues Tosfos, says, "Bo'is ma'yehudim." Now those Jews have borcha me'irim that they run away, they flee their cities. V'asar matzikar kesim, and the governor takes over their properties. She'im ben taskoyes, where there's no owed taxes on them. But v'liyish ben taskoyim, even if there was owed tax, imenicha kakoyes b'yad acherim, if they would have left the properties in the possession of others, lefroy ben taska, to pay up the tax. So Emory, the Reis says, so if a Jew now comes and buys it from the governor, he has to give it back to the original owner, and he just takes what he benefited him. Why? Because the ends are din machusa. This is not really like as if, yeah, you had the right to buy it from the governor because the law of the land is halacha. It's just open right robbery. Why? Because we see that in the countries that surround us, that the Jews are allowed to go, like the officers, wherever they want to. And it's not like they have to be here when they go away as if like they gave up the rights of the land. And in the law of the government that they snatch it, kishayatsu mi'irai, that the governor has no right to just grab away the land of the Jews when they leave from a city. It's Burgundia. That's what they did. Now, if there's a governor who's coming to change the law of Allah Siddin Latzma to make his own law, like, yeah, a Jew leaves, I could take it. In the Din Machusa, that's not the law of the land. It's the lawless of the land. It's inappropriate rule at all. Similar to what the Gemara says in the Kafir Gimel after a tax that has no, there's no limits, which we don't follow, that doesn't have the qualification of Din Machusa. Now, if he makes the property of his rent better, in Demeklal Mabrichari, that's not similar at all to Mabrichari. Could go in, for example, let's say he goes down to his friend's field, and he plants it without his permission. Or, and that's in Bamitsiyah Dav Kofala, or let's say, he encloses his friend from three sides. Which that's the Gemara we had on Chafim Abayz. Or the Gemara B'Mitzvah of Ayin Vomit Al-Fasich as a Boyal, last is B'Shalev, somehow he has a worker to do by his own, and he showed him to do the work on his friend, to Nukim L'Bala B'Ayis Masha know that you do take from the homeowner what you benefit him. Because not considered my Mavrichari, you don't get paid for that. Because you're doing work here. And Bein La'ak should don't ask B'Shalev Nahar, Chamoy Chaveiroi, when the river is flooding his friend's donkey. Lama in le l'schagai, why does he only get his wages? What do you mean? Lama in le kolav say, the wise doesn't have his entire loss. No, the reason is because the kibin the balchamar emicham, since the owner of the donkey is over there, ma'alod melas le takana shlemidai, why should we do a remedy for him without his awareness? Im yirtz, if he wants to, yasna, he should stipulate, or here's his yoimer, hamatzel, that let the one who's saving it, should say, l'sham chamar, that should pay his donkey. Boy, more, but obviously he's talking about b'yochel hatzel de'atchak, that the owner could have saved it if he pushed himself. Because Dimloikin, if that's not the case, then Limele, why can't he just tell him, Hefker, because, you know, I merited it from Hefker, it's all mine. Because I mean, Hassan, like Dimloikin actually says over the Al Chavish Al Drash, regarding the case of the barrel of honey. And the Serva must be talking about that he could have saved it, whatever. So therefore, that's what it's saying, that we're not here to compensate you so much. But yes, the wages he has to give him, because we could presume that he's okay. Whoever's going to save, Itl Schar will take his wages, as long as he doesn't protest, because since he couldn't say, but only by pushing himself very hard, he has to compensate him, and not the loss, only the schar, only his wages. Next says, "Master, begin the Gemara Leishonel ba'isaruga." We only said this in that row itself. As text explains, because the kibin shetchilas nevelas ba'isaruga, and since the original fall in that row was beyond his control, in the chayv la'lisa ba'isaruga, doesn't have to take him out of that row, and whatever he eats over there. Okay, that's considered the anus of Maruga the Ruga. When he goes from one row to another row, have a gestach, that's like a whole different field. And for that, he's going to be chayv.